podcast is brought to you by the 99 Network, New Michigan's premier spot for all your local podcast needs.
Kill my
mind. Warning. This podcast has language of a mature nature. Spencer and Eddie don't know what they are talking about, and in no way should be taken seriously. They are idiots. In fact, this podcast should not be listened or viewed by anyone. But regardless, welcome to the Basement Bar. Beers and Babble. Cheers.
$100 just to cover a hot tub? Can I just put a tarp over it?
No.
Well, yeah. Keep the heat in, yeah. Well, hey, we're about to keep the heat in because
yes,
welcome back to Basement Bar Beers and Babble.
Round two with the boys, huh?
Round two with the boys.
Love it. We got
Raj, Spence, and Tub E.
That's right. We got
Fuzzy
all
Lumpkins.
Three. We got the trio.
Yeah.
This has been fun so far. I kind of like that intimate fucking.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Here. It's just yeah. Nice. And, you know, I'm not on edge because if Dad tells a joke or whatever that we got to cut out, it's like, go ahead and tell it. You know?
Yeah.
No jokes this time.
Oh, I know. You can't be a dry Raj.
Dry Raj.
I'm rock hard Raj.
Oh.
I watched the movie. Ricky Stenicki.
Yep. Oh, Ricky Stenicki. I need to see that.
Great movie.
You know what Eddie is? A professional air dicker.
Yeah, air dick. Oh, my God.
I do it.
And then
I love it when he's watching. He goes, I did it twice. And he goes, I'm telling you. And they're trying to get a fire, and he goes in, and then the other guys get in trouble. You're telling me you didn't fucking tell me this, and you knew that? Oh, Eddie, you really have to watch that movie.
Yeah, you do.
I know.
That's
well, maybe
stars.
I'll do that tonight, then.
All right, yeah. Ricky Stenicki.
Save it for the next one.
Yeah.
Next episode.
Yep. So what you guys been listening to? I know Dad kind of led into it, and he was like, well, I've fucking been listening to something. All right, I want to hear it. What you been listening to?
No, I can't tell jokes. Stevie Wonder.
You been listening to?
Stevie Wonder.
Till I find the higher ground. Boom,
boom, I'll tell you. It's a great song. It should probably be a last call story. But no, I went to a Stevie Wonder concert.
Oh, yeah?
Back, 1980,
I know
maybe?
You're that old, but what?
Yeah, I think it was 1980.
There you go.
With a buddy of mine. We had free tickets and backstage and all that shit, yeah.
You came to that concert. And, were you there to fuck it up?
It was.
Stevie didn't even see you coming.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. well, that's the thing. We went there and, yeah, we got drunker than shit in the parking garage before. It was at the Civic Center in Saginaw.
Nice.
Or Wendler or Dow Event Center or whatever it's called now.
Yeah, Civic Center Heritage Theater. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So he called me up and said, I got tickets backstage. Oh, you want to go? Yeah, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder's good shit.
So it was a great concert. Yeah. Standing in the concert, held up a sign.
You dumbass.
Well, no, I love a sign. The lady behind me is like, put the sign down. I can't see him. I said, well, he can't see you either. She goes, what do you even have on the sign? I said, it's fucking blank. He can't see it anyway.
Yeah, it's got braille.
We're fucked up.
Oh, geez. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great concert, though, and then we had the backstage, so we got to go back and meet him.
Oh, nice. There you go.
Yeah, so after the concert, we went back there. All these people, you know, getting pictures with them with their fucking cameras and Polaroids and shit. You know, didn't have cell phones on.
Yeah.
So, I went up, shook his hand.
Take it again, man. He blinked.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shook his hand, talked to us. Man, it was great to see you. He goes, I wish I could say the same.
He said that?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is so cool.
Kind of laughed and shit. We joked around a little bit, and then he goes, you want a picture? And I'm like, well, we don't have a camera. So I'm like, yeah, just turn this way a little bit and smile. So he smiled, and I just walked away.
Oh, no.
I left him there.
That's so mean.
Yeah, but if he's joking around with you, he probably thought
he was
funny.
He was,
he
was
guy, probably stood there and goes,
the guy that was laughing. The guy that was with him started laughing. He goes, there ain't even a camera. it was a great show. It was
good.
A great show.
That
I had a lot
awesome.
Of fun.
That's
did
funny.
A lot of stupid shit. But yeah, so that you know, I was in the thrift store the other day. I was going through a bunch of albums, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to
look
for
that.
Trying to look for that lost, you know, Def Leppard or Pink Floyd or Beatles album that somebody didn't know what they really had, you know.
Oh,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
So that's
those hidden
just,
gems.
You know, well, you know, mom's looking through all the other crap. I just flip through that shit, see if I can find anything that I might make a few bucks on.
Yeah.
So where was I going with this?
I don't know.
Talking about what you've been listening to.
Oh, yeah. So going through the, well, going through those album stuff, and there was a couple Stevie Wonder ones in there. So
yeah.
Like, oh, shit. So played it in the car or in the truck on the way home, played some old Stevie Wonder. So yeah, listened to a few of his songs and just brought up that memory of that concert.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
you played an album in the car?
No.
The music. Not the album.
He put it on in the truck.
On like the truck. Played it in the truck, not the album.
Off his phone.
Off
and
the phone.
Oh.
Holy shit. What kind of century are you in, bro?
I was, I'm sorry.
Holy Eddie. Jesus. Hey, if it takes a man 3 hours to dig a hole.
Okay.
Okay. How long would it take him to dig half a hole?
Hour and a half? No. It's a hole.
You're stupid. You can't dig a half a hole.
I know. I'm digging half of my grave right now. Jeez. I'm fucking tired. Leave me alone.
you cannot take advantage of them like this.
But that should have been a last call story. I probably could have elaborated about the whole night. But.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
So I just listened to some of his music on the way home.
Yeah, what you been listening to there, big guy?
The Bellied Up Podcast.
Oh, nice.
Charlie Barron's and Miles, My Pleasure.
They have so much fun on that.
Mon Pleasure.
They have so much fun on that. No, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You've been a big podcast guy. You've been veering away from the music, or is it just kind of nice to have a break?
I primarily listen to podcasts. It was more strange to have the stint of music running.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
But no, it was good. Been listening to that. And
you got some banging playlists, though, too.
Yeah. Yep. And then Louder with Crowder and the Ringside Preachers. Yep.
Well,
good stuff.
Shit. No, I haven't been listening to anything strange or anything like that. Just kind of my normal go to work and get pumped up on the way there and then kind of be chill on the way back type of music.
We're going to pump you up.
And I'm also, when I get out of work, I got to call a whole bunch of people and tell them about my day because, you know, I just can't keep shit to myself. But I was at...
They make pills for that.
I went to... Jesus Christ. I traveled to a bar in Bay City the other day. And it was cool to kind of see all this old music memorabilia. And what you were talking about kind of reminds me, but at Mulligan's, they have all that cool stuff
Sports
with the famous people, with the pictures.
All that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's always like, to the crew at Mulligan's.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Stevie Wonder, or they got that old Beatles kick drum up there on the wall. And it's just like cool shit. So, speaking about Mulligan's, they have the number one on their menu. And it's the fucking Mulligan. And it is a fat-ass, thick-bread Philly. And it's fucking delicious. Speak about that.
It's awesome.
So Tony and I went to Mulligan's the other night. We'll have Tony on soon here.
I'm super excited.
Next week or the week after, yeah. But him and I met at Mulligan's, and I've never actually had the Mulligan. I normally just get a burger or fish or something, but I've never had the Mulligan.
There was one time he got bread and almost threw up on the table. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah, it was a Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, I don't remember that. That sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't remember that yet. You shouldn't have.
I ordered the mulligan this time and there's no mushrooms. I don't mess with mushrooms.
Oh, but those sauteed ones on top.
Those are the best.
Those are good. They make them the best over there.
Yeah. I ate half of it and then forgot the other half when we left.
Disgraceful.
Oh.
I did not care for it.
Really?
No.
That's disappointing. Yeah.
Sorry.
You should have called me or Raj. We would have taken care of it.
Come over there and ate it.
Yeah, sorry.
ate half, ordered a whole other one, took it home.
I like their burgers. They got great burgers. I wasn't feeling it.
To each their own, though. I mean, I think the Mulligan is kind of special to us, but it's just good fucking food. But
it is.
I think one of the... You know, it was just a cool memory, especially when we were working down there, and it was like, hey, you know, we'd hit Mulligan's 4 days out of the week. It was so fucking good.
I think it's because there was a lot of cheese on it, and it was all on the top. It wasn't cooked into the meat like a lot of Phillies are.
Yeah,
and I was like, nah.
But the meat's good, and that bread is so
thick.
The meat
was good, and the bread's very good. I wasn't.
And it soaks in. It's a great meal to me. And you know what? If you are going to drink more that day, which you usually, it's great to start at Mulligan's, I think. That's a great starter bar to get the shine on, to eat a good base. Yeah.
And they're the only ones that have an actual tall beer. It's actually a 32-ounce mug when you order a tall. Like.
Yeah, it's not one that you can fit a pint into. It just looks taller.
Yeah.
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 Like, I hate that shit so much. I call people out on it.
Oh,
I go, give me a fucking tall glass empty with a glass of water. Make it free. I'm going to prove something to you, and then you're going to give me a pint of fucking two-hearted, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you pour it in there, and I go, what's that? And they're like, well, it's you know, a little bit from the top. I go, yeah, that's a fucking head of beer if you know how to pour a beer. You ain't gaining anything. You're getting an extra buck for nothing.
You're lying when you're saying that's a 24 ounce.
Yeah.
Without a head, it's, what, another ounce and a half?
Yeah, right. Exactly. You ain't gaining nothing. You're cheaping people out of a $1.50 to $2. But regardless, Mulligan's is true on that. They do have a big boy, and they have a small boy.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that I do love the Mulligan's. So I'm sorry to hear about your experience.
Yeah.
You know?
It's all right. I mean, it didn't it wasn't... Like, it tasted okay. It just wasn't what I was expecting.
You
That's
can admit
all.
That you're not a true Philly connoisseur like myself.
I am not on your level. However, I enjoy the Phillies.
Yeah, the Phillies are good, man. The Philly
next
steaks.
Time, take me there, buy me one, and I'll show you how good it is.
Yeah, I'll show you how good it is.
Want to see a disappearing act?
Yeah.
Bam!
You know what we got to go soon is the Creek.
Yeah, that's I haven't been there in a while. That's so
creek.
Good.
Yeah, the Creek, man. The
Creek.
The Creek.
No, the Creek is great.
And some fucking clam chowder.
Every beer. They don't have pints there. They don't care for pints. They have one fucking glass size. It's like a huge pint. I think it's like 22, isn't it?
Well,
those
if it's
big old glasses.
Yeah, but if it's skinny tall.
No, it's not. You've been there. It's
I know,
the,
but I
it
forgot.
Looks like a
it's
pint
a
glass. It looks like a pint glass, but it's like wider. It's bigger and it's taller.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's
a true
22,
yeah.
But every time you're like, can I get a pint of that? They're like, we only have one glass size, and it's the big boy. And you're just like, fuck it. But
that was H2O when they brought out their water glasses.
Okay.
They're wider and taller. They kind of, they look like that, but like, yeah.
That's why I like the Creek so much, though, is because they keep it like a pint-sized price. But it's just a huge beer, and you're like, I could fuck. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, I'd rather get a big glass with little liquid, rather than just a pint. You know.
Yeah.
And pay
they're
a pint
still
price.
Making good money on it.
Oh, the
yeah.
Creek.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
And the Creek, like Eddie, will get down with that pasta down there.
Yeah, they make a very good Alfredo. Yeah. Their burgers are great.
Their burgers are good. Their fillies come out in a fresh
baguette. Their fish is great. That clam chowder, holy fuck.
Yep. I remember,
I've not had a bad thing
I haven't
there.
Even had dinner tonight. Now I need to go get away.
I think that's my problem. I normally don't have dinner before we do this, and I went and had McDonald's beforehand, so I feel like that's probably it. I'm all sleepy, bloated, tired. Yeah.
Full of pink slime.
Yeah.
See, I didn't. I
only
had
a few people get that.
I only had like a little Uncrustable for lunch today. So when I got out of lunch,
did you air fry the Uncrustable?
No, we don't have an air. Well, we do have an air fryer at work, but it's fucking disgusting. You open it up. There's always that one person that uses all the utilities at work in the break room. Never
doesn't
fucking
clean
it.
Yeah.
Dude,
but
here's the thing is the sink isn't city water. Oh, and you know what I'm talking about, that egg sulfur.
Well, water.
That's
I just remembered it's our month to clean the break room. And we literally, none of my IT
teams
never uses it.
It's your month.
We never use it. I used it once today.
They get cleaned once a month?
Where they throw out, like
clean
anything.
Out the fridge.
Yeah. So and I'm like, none of us use it. Like,
but you gotta help the team out, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sorry, Samantha, we'll do our job.
Yeah. That's the thing is like, there's always that one person at work that just uses everything and never cleans it, and it's just gross.
That or in the past, one of my big pet peeves was people that would leave like 1 ounce of coffee left in the fucking pot and
That's
not
annoying.
Make another one.
Oh, yeah, that happens. I try not to be that. If it gets down too much, I'll make another one, but that does happen at work, too.
I hated that.
I was too busy. Oh, fuck off.
Or you go in there and you're talking to somebody and you go to grab the pot and you almost break it because it's lifting air, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me? You know, somebody couldn't fucking fit the last four drops in their cup and not make another fucking pot.
Yep.
So, dump it in the fucking sink, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when one of the insurance agency I worked in Saginaw, I knew exactly where to go. You just walked right out of that fucking room to the first office and say, get your fucking ass in there and make another pot, you bastard. I know it was you.
That's funny.
Is that because it was the only other guy working, or did you,
no,
you just knew it was him all the time?
You just knew it was him because you would see it. You'd always see him in there taking coffee, and then you go in there and there's nothing in, nothing in there.
So you would make him do it? You wouldn't just do it? You would just go, no
go
do
there
it.
And say, get in there and make another fucking pot.
Yeah.
And what,
like
what
the office
say?
Dad.
Get up and go do it.
I wasn't no, he was older than me.
Well, no, but I mean authority wise.
Oh, I was
where
pissed.
You put that bass in your voice.
I was
you always got that.
I mean there was, shit. Like we had 10 agents and 5 CSRs and a receptionist, but it was always him.
FMA.
No one else got pissed off? Or?
Oh, everybody did. It would go in there, yeah.
They just didn't have the guts to.
They all went right to his office.
Yeah.
Get your fucking ass in there and make another pot.
By the fifth time, he's like, God, I guess. Oh, hey, fucking shout out to Aaron at work today. He brought in like 150 K-cups between Folgers and Green Valley and some other stuff. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah. You know, because no offense, they buy Maxwell House in bulk, and it's not the greatest, but, you know, it'll do. It's got caffeine. It's all right. But
this is what I drink. Yeah. Either that or Folgers.
Best part of waking up.
Yeah,
man.
Folgers, yeah.
Folgers in your cup.
I like Folgers.
Yeah, it's good. What did you just say?
I said I like Folgers.
Oh. I thought you put the tough G on it. Folgers.
Folgers? No. No. Sorry. No. I am not a tough G.
Yeah, you got to. Pounded his chest and threw up the deuces. I love it.
Big ups to Brooklyn.
No, it's it. What is it? Peace up, A-Town?
What? Peace up, A-Town?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh. I don't know shit about fuck.
You ain't cultured.
Nope.
Speaking about culture, this makes no sense. That transition was garbage.
That part was chunky.
What? This is a wild transition. Let me hit the gear shift a full 1,000. House terrors. House terrors. What is the worst thing you've had to deal with at your house that you're just like, I want this to be fucking done?
Children.
Wow.
God, this problem won't go away. It's like another 17 years in this
part. He's like every Wednesday and Thursday, my son keeps coming back. What am I doing wrong? I'm going to see that post on Reddit one day and just want to.
He's going to be like, am I the asshole?
Yeah. Dear Abby.
Yeah, dear. That's funny.
Man. No, but seriously, other than me, what's the worst thing you've had to deal with here? Or just any house in general, like one that you're renting, grew up, or, you know, a rental or anything like that. What's just the fucking worst?
I don't know. All around maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to say on that. I mean, I do have a sump pump on the backyard that keeps fucking up on me.
Yeah, and it's just something that goes back and back.
Yeah, never ending struggle with that.
Well, you have like, it's not like a mini ditch, but your yard just goes down, so it's like. Yeah. You know, it's just the struggle between when the snow melts and when the sun picks it up, you know?
Well, the pump, not, you know, I've gone through, what, 3 pumps in the last 2 years?
Jesus.
But now I got to, you know, I got to get out there and fix the electrical outlet. So I think when the pump went bad, it...
Fried the outlet.
So, yeah.
Other than that, though, man, your yard has been looking great. You cleared a section of the woods out and made that all pretty. And
yeah.
You got a lot of plants coming up this summer?
A lot of plans.
Plan. Well, not. Yeah. I know you ain't planting.
No,
you're trying to take down some trees, not put a few up.
Still got a lot of woods to clear out.
Got a lot of wood to cut too.
A lot of wood to cut and split. Got to pay for my beer somehow this summer.
That's right. Yeah, I think
some wood.
I think it's going to be Rogers Firewood.
That's right.
Out front. So, when you guys are getting ready for camp, stop on down to Smeagol Acres and get you a bundle of wood.
Get you a bundle.
Oh,
wood.
You're going to be selling wood. Sorry, yeah. I ran to the bathroom. I didn't know what was happening.
Been selling my wood all my life.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. House terrors.
Yeah, what about you, Eddie?
So when we bought our new house a couple years ago, went through inspection, went fine. Everything was great. And then within 3 months, the basement flooded with poo. And we're like, what the fuck? You know, so we called them.
I know
them
that
and
all
they,
too well.
They roto-rooted it out, and then a week later, the same shit happened. We were like, what the fuck?
Same
and
shit,
so,
different pipe.
Yeah, really.
Mr. Hankey.
Yeah, so this time.
Christmas poo.
I'm hiding home. So this time we had them do the camera. And they went down with the camera, and they saw, and they're like, oh, yeah, so your house is, you know, 100-some years odd old, and your fucking pipes are, too. And so they're clay, and they just disintegrated.
Disintegrated. So
they
just
fucking disintegrated.
It's going through
a
tunnel made. Yeah.
It's nothing. It's blocking, and it's hitting the walls and hitting the and just coming back. It can't go through.
That's what sucks. That's something that you can't.
Oh, yeah, you can't inspect. You have no idea. It's nobody's fault.
Yeah,
like, it's just shit luck. So they're like,
no pun intended.
Pun intended. So they're like, we got to put a new fucking pipe in. And I was like, all right, what does that mean? They're like, well, we got to tear the driveway out and dig down and then put a new fucking pipe in and then put the driveway back. I was like, that doesn't sound cheap. And they're like, no, it'll be about $15,000. And I went, well, I guess we just shit in a bucket and throw it outside now. Like,
how much to build an outhouse?
Yeah, really. Like, I'm just going to shower with the hose at this point. Yeah.
Oh, like so, your fucking homemade bidet.
Yeah, really. Yeah, homemade bidet. Yeah.
You could have just ran a line from the drain of the shower out to the backyard.
Yeah.
Or the neighbor's backyard.
Oh. Guy's like, what the fuck? My pool's flooded with shit. How is that even?
Really?
It's a fucking inflatable.
Get a sewage backup in my pool.
It was. It was an absolute disaster. However, I have some very nice friends who recommended me some of their nice friends, and they did a phenomenal job for about half the price. And
wonderful.
Yeah. So it turned out real well. It's like, man, of course the
like
fucking
right when you get the
chocolate covered cherry on the fucking top.
Jesus, I'm gagging over here.
Thought he was gonna start talking Wonka shit.
Speaking of shit on the floor. First time I ever.
Don't tell me you did.
Oh, no, shit on the floor get swifty and heavy, Rick and Morty.
I like what you got.
I think that was the first episode I made Raj watch when I still lived here.
Was
get swifty. Yeah. Oh, love Rick and Morty. Shout out to them. Well, it used to be. Now they made some changes. I'm sad about, but it's understandable.
Yeah,
it's understandable. But I don't want to dig into that.
Sorry. Continue.
Where I been your wife yet? regardless, Eddie, stop it.
Phenomenal has become my regardless. As I was listening back and editing the shows, I said phenomenal like 27 times. I was like, fuck, I'm Spencer now.
Oh, geez, thanks for throwing me. Regardless. speaking of shit on the floor, first time I ever moved out, I moved all the way to Midland, which isn't that far, but it's far enough to feel.
All the way, all 10 minutes away.
Oh, fuck, there was a 30-minute drive.
Really is.
We're in Essexville.
Colin used to go to school in Midland, it was like a 35 minutes to get to his.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We're on the other side of Bay City.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So,
sorry.
You got to go through Bay City. That's 15 minutes to get to the highway.
It really is. Yeah, it sucks so much.
It's weird.
It's a big ish town, but it's literally 15 minutes from end to end.
Yeah. Just to get to the highway. Yeah.
This reminds me of that book, you know. Shit on the Wall by Who Flung Poo.
Oh, yeah. My favorite's Booger on the Wall by Pickett and Flickett. Yep.
Race of the Outhouse by
Willie Make It.
Willie Make It. Illustrated by Betty Wong.
I forgot about the illustration.
Oh, that's great.
But anyway, I moved all the way to Midland.
Regardless.
Regardless. I moved to Midland, and everything was going great. The house was newly renovated, but then I quickly realized that it was just like aesthetically pleasing, if that makes sense. It's kind of like when you have a shitty wall.
Did the old landlord special.
Yes, it was a landlord special.
Yeah,
but it looked gorgeous. It had like that.
Oh yeah,
that
it does.
And, yeah, it was pretty.
Fucking House of Cards though.
Yeah, right. So anyway, we get through it, and I remember the first time my dad got there, and he brought me Mancino's, right? Mom, Dad. Stopped over, brought me Mancino's. We watched some Cheers.
Good subs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some grinders, baby. Love them. Well, we'll talk about that. But brought me that, and he goes, well, let me see the house. You know, so I gave him a tour. We walked down to the basement. He goes, first things first, you ain't staying here long. So why is that? And he goes, look at the basement. It's caving in. Remember that? It was fucking all four walls were coming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So then we looked up some Google pictures of like Google Maps way back in the day, and it was a fucking garage. So they turned this garage into a house.
Awesome.
It was 1,200 square feet, and I paid $1,300 a month for it. Yeah. Midland, Michigan for you. Right across the street from Dow Diamond. Beautiful placement. Beautiful look of the house, but it wasn't staying long.
Yeah.
So anyway, we get a little bit into it. Me and Robin stayed there for just over a year. And out of that just over a year time period, we had to physically evacuate that house four times. Not getting reimbursed for our rent, not getting nothing, because our basement flooded with our own fucking feces.
Oh, no.
There was a tree that was in our front yard that the roots grew into the pipes.
That's what happened to us.
And instead of getting it fixed, instead of doing anything like this, and I'm not gonna talk about the landlords or anything like that. Not going to talk about the landlords.
Yeah.
Because they were nice, but instead of just paying outright. They decided to pay the plumber every time to just
to Roto-Root it out. Yeah.
Yeah, to snake it basically. And then it got to like the fourth or fifth time.
Because to replace the fucking pipes, $15,000.
Right. well, yeah, but you also have to think, paying $1,300 a month, I bet that bitch didn't cost more than $25.49 to fucking pay for it.
Yeah, right.
You know, but anyway.
Glorified
garage. To do that. And then it got to the point where it was the fourth fucking time. I'm paying for a goddamn hotel room. And I say, you know what? If this happens one more time, I ain't paying you rent for a month. So then he starts throwing it back at me saying, well, are you flushing anything other than fucking toilet paper? So I didn't. So I asked Robin. So Robin gets pissed. When Robin gets pissed, she does something about it. So then she goes, give me his number. I'm going to call him right now. I'm like, no. And she's like, well, if he thinks I'm that fucking dumb to flush a pad, blah, 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 blah. You know, it gets to that point. So then it's coming up on Christmas. Okay. 2 weeks till Christmas. We have a week to get out because they sold the house.
That happened to Nowell.
To this poor fucking lady. Sells her beautiful property on Wixom Lake to them. They give her this house for free. I'm like, oh. So she comes over for a tour. At the time, I work from home. And it's just her. So landlord goes, hey, like she's stopping over. If you don't mind, could you let her in and let her look around? So I'm helping her around. I'm showing her around. And I take her into my office. And I look at her dead in the face. And I said, well, I'm going to be honest with you. Before you move in here, I want to let you know this. I said, every quarter, you will have shit flooding in your fucking basement. And I told her all these things. She still went for it. And I'm sure
she got the better
edge
of the deal. With a house on Wixom now.
Yeah, but this property. Right. But she was showing me these pictures. And this is after the flood. And I was like,
oh, it was
damn.
After?
Yeah,
oh.
It was after. And it does suck, but at the same time, I'm like, oh,
I was like,
that,
if it was
that
before, that's
gorgeous.
Kind of poetic justice
yeah,
right,
right
there.
Right, right. But, yeah, it's just, oh, man. Yeah, I'm so happy to be out of that. Those fucking house tears. But
yeah,
now
your new house is real nice.
I love our new house. I really want to work out a deal here, but... yeah, just loving it, being back in Essexville and being close to family. And I mean, it's great because I live in between you, Eddie, and my parents.
Yeah.
So it's like, either way I go, it's like a two-minute trip, you know?
Yeah.
It was great. The other day, I took the day off, and I'm like, I called Dad. It was like, what was it, like 11:45? And I was like, lunch, Palace, you want to do it? And he's like, well, shit, yeah, let me throw on some pants, and well, let's go.
Yeah.
I was like,
hell yeah. Fuck, I'm within walking distance. I'm like quarter mile away.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. Yeah, we could meet on Coonan's and be like, hey, meet there in 10 minutes. It's like, yep.
Right.
God, I miss Hooligans. I really wish. I'd be walking to Hooligans all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I want the Circle to fucking open. That still pisses me off. I was like, oh, cool. We moved next to the Circle Bar.
Well, they just renovated it.
Yeah. And it's like, well, we don't have a liquor license to give you because of bureaucracy and dumb shit. And yeah. Like, this is Bay City. We need more bars.
Yeah. Well, now the marijuana industry
more
is...
More bars per capita in Bay City than any other city in the country.
Well, the marijuana
license
is...
It was until Traverse City took over.
The marijuana licenses have taken over all the liquor licenses. I think they should bump those up or take the marijuana licenses down. You got to even it out.
Yeah.
We got to be an equal pot beer relationship here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be known as like the pothead capital. I still want to be the beer capital. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I like that because beer you can control a little better, you know, but that's
Kenya?
Just Kenya. Never been there.
No,
no,
no. Don't want to go.
I have,
never mind. You hear what happened in Kenya?
What can you tell me?
Can you tell me?
Can you fit these nuts in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't know if he was going to say that one.
I have enough chickens here to run after. I don't need to go to Kenya.
Where are you going? Well, see,
oh, he's leaving.
I like
fuck,
when Roger...
Is this, are we getting props? Are you going carrot top on us?
I like.
Is this show and tell?
It always scares me when Roger goes, oh, and then leaves. They're like,
fuck, I forgot. I was going to grab that mic on the stand and set it here and see how it worked, and then I fucking forgot.
You talk about the old boy?
Yeah.
For what? Like
just to set it
mic?
Here. No, for me.
Oh.
Just so I could have it here, and then I'm not.
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, but then you'd always be leaning in. And
yeah.
It works.
Still. But. Well, what do you think? About that time?
It is about that time. I'm thirsty.
Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
Beer.
I'd have a beer. Give me a
hell yeah. Beer of the week.
Beer of the week.
I love beer of the week. I know that we had to reschedule and it's all wonky now, but I love beer of the week.
Oh, love it so much. Yep. This is Plead the Fifth S'more.
S'more.
S'more. From
s'more.
The
S'more.
Or as Raj puts it,
S'more.
S'more. S'more.
Plead the Fifth S'more. Dark s'more. Horse Brewing Company in Marshall, Michigan.
There's
it
a
is
an apostrophe.
It is an Imperial Double
s'more,
Stout. It is 11% ABV with 41 IBU.
Oh, we went heavy today.
Heavy. Yeah. Brought to you by Ideal Party Store on Johnson and Salzburg in Bay City.
I can already tell Roger isn't going to be a fan because of that bourbon in there.
But no, but it smells good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Can you get that smell of that bourbon in there, though?
I can smell
a little bit.
Yeah, the
That's
bourbon.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Cheers.
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 Sipper. That's a sipper. Oh, my gosh. The aftertaste. That is a s'more. That is a fucking s'more.
Dude, that hits bourbon real nice and then finishes fucking marshmallow.
Yeah, that's
chocolate.
Good.
Dude, that's bomb.
Oh, that's good.
That is so fucking. That is.
Who is that by?
That is Dark Horse Brewing Company.
Dark Horse. Okay. All right. They
that
do a lot
is,
of collabs, by the way.
I'm giving that one a fucking 5.
Yeah, that's straight. That's
bomb.
Smooth.
About a 4.2.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. And coming from Raj.
Yeah. The bourbon.
Yeah. I like the bourbon. Yeah.
Yeah. See, the bourbon goes down super smooth, but the finish is so light and airy and marshmallow. Oh, that's good. Oh, they killed that.
That's
what's the year on that?
That's a sipper, though. It's something you can sit down and drink a six pack.
No. That's like full glass, and it'll last you through dinner and the aftertime.
Yep. You have two Triodos, you're going to bed.
Oh, 100%. Well, you have two of them, and you ain't driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I could probably be sober
and I can't drive.
I could have that's true. I could have a full pint of that and be good. But these things fill me up. Stouts like this, that fills me up.
Yeah.
So I usually like to finish with a stout, but start with that light and airy. Maybe, you know, if I'm getting fucking, I'm sorry.
Had a chunky burp.
Well, I drew it a little bit.
Burped out a fucking marshmallow.
Yeah. I used to.
I need some more.
When the stables
more.
Were open, I used to drink a lot of their oatmeal stout. I really liked
that.
Oh,
the OCP?
Yeah.
Or OSP?
Or the Doppelbach. Their Doppelbach was real good.
Where did I just have Doppelbach? What? Oh, I had Doppelbach we went to Pierce Road with Hayden and Kristen and Dax.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Rob went out to dinner with them.
That's where Tony's
and,
working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we just went there and I had a Doppelbach and then I had, I can't remember the second beer, but it was a stout, big, heavy stout. And then Hayden fucking takes the bill for me, pays for the whole dinner. And I'm like, dog, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I was like, you ain't going to like the look of it. He goes, why? And I go, the second beer I got was about 17 and a half bucks.
No, you're exaggerating.
It was expensive. Hitting.
Holy shit!
And it was also like 14%. And I got
did
it all.
Come in a snifter, a 10-ounce snifter.
No,
license?
No, I got the big wood.
Oh
but,
shit!
But here's the deal. Here's the deal. We usually switch payments, and then
that much, so you took a six pack home.
Oh. Well, when I do that, because I expect it's like, let me get me and Rob, and then you guys get your family. You know, we're just.
Yeah.
But then he just has to be a good old fella and fuck. Well, I don't care. Yeah, you will fucking.
When the bill comes.
Yeah. I was like, you might not care, but your wife's going to beat the fuck out of you when you get
that?
Home.
Right.
You ever done that when it's closing time at the bar and you're not ready to quit and, you know, you've got a few friends like, hey, let's go back to my house. Well, all the beer stores are closed. You ever paid the premium to get a 6 or 12 pack from the bar to head home?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
At Hooligans, it was really cool because we could do a mixer,
ooh.
Like a mixer six pack, you know, and it was just like, okay, like these beers are $2 a piece, this, you know, and stuff like that. And a lot of people would just be like, well, give me one of them. And, you know, okay, $20 and bam, they'd walk home or whatever. And yeah, Hooligans was a blast to work at. I loved
so
it.
Much. I miss that fish.
Yeah. Oh, that fish was really good.
So good.
But the good thing about Hooligans, I felt so comfortable there, and when I finally got the key to the bar, because I had to open up Sundays. So, and then right before we went to Vegas.
Got the key to the bar. I've got a golden ticket.
Yeah, I got the golden ticket. But there was a lot of responsibility there, and I was younger. I was just about to turn 21.
All on my own.
There was one time when some dude comes in, he goes.
Chocolate shit.
When he comes out, he comes in and he goes, hey, there's a cop sitting in your parking lot. And I'm like, oh. One of the regulars was like, hey, you're the only one here. Deal with it. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. So I walked out. Sure shit, cop, all of his lights off. And I walk up and he rolls down the window. He goes, how we doing? And I said, great. And I got to talk to you. And he saw me with my Stroh's. Dad gifted me that the Stroh's waiter
apron. Yeah.
And it was really cool. Everybody loved it. They thought
nice.
I was the fucking tits because they were like, where did you get that? And I was like, my father.
Hell yeah.
And they were like, you don't even know about Stroh's. And I was like, boy. Sit down. I was like, I know you're 40 years older than me, but I'll call my dad and he'll rip you away.
Let me learn you something.
But no, I went out to the cop and I was like, got a question. I said, isn't it a rule that you at least have to have your runners on? And he goes, yep, flicked them on. And I said, okay, another question. I said, what are you doing here? And he goes, well, he goes, what's one thing that leaves from a bar? And I was like, nope. I was like, that's entrapment. I don't like that. I said, what you can do is you can either go next door and get out of my parking lot, or you can just leave. I said, no one feels comfortable in there, and it's losing me money. I said, I know you're getting paid, but I ain't because you're out here. And he was like, fair enough, and he took off. I don't care if he went and sat down at the corner. That's not my fucking deal. But don't sit in a parking lot when I'm trying to work.
Yeah.
Because people were coming in and, hey, let me tab out. I can't leave. There's a cop in the parking lot. I don't want to drive drunk home. Well, yep. I'm not telling anyone to drive drunk home.
Even two beers now, and you're legally.
But people could drive. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone driving home, but I'm not going to have a bar full of customers
stack the
that
deck
don't
against them.
Yeah, that yeah. don't want to come back because they know a cop hangs out in the parking lot. So I went back and I was like, everybody, I'm sorry, but he left. I said, be careful, do not get drunk and drive home. But I just want to let you know, like, he's gone. You know that. That was bullshit. And I was trying to be nice to the guy, but I'm like, you know, you're getting paid. I want to, too. You know, that's my pay in there. I don't get paid
that's
dick
a good argument.
Hourly.
I
yeah,
like
you
that.
Know?
That was good.
Yeah, so.
That's not bad. Good on you.
Yeah, because I respect the Blue Stripe.
Oh, yeah.
But don't fucking ruin it for me.
Yeah,
you know?
That is kind of a dick
I was
move,
trying to save up, like, okay, so my birthday's coming up this weekend.
What? Yeah. Is that my favorite store the other day? You know what that is.
Menards.
You got it.
Go fish.
And, you know, I just
save
had to,
big money. Yeah. Menards.
Go fish. That's what you got to add it at the end. I don't know why.
Just had to, you know, get the dogs their peanut butter biscuits. And
oh, the PBBs.
And
P-double-B.
Yeah. Had to get a couple things that I had to fix around here. And
don't say that too loud. They'll come running down.
All right. Yeah, really,
PBB
yeah.
time, baby. I swear to God, so, buddy stands up and he starts dancing when he hears it. He's like, let's fucking go, my
right? So, of course, between, you know, and I had to go get an outlet and some outlet covers to replace the ones outside, and in between there and the biscuits, of course, I got, you know, the food aisle, all the food aisles.
Menards has
the candy,
everything.
The candy aisles.
Oh, the big bags
and,
of candy, yeah.
So walking through there, I get to the end, and I just started laughing. And Donna comes around, she says, what's so funny? I'm laughing. I laughed for probably 3 minutes. Just the thoughts going through my head. I said, I got to get these for the guys.
Uh-oh.
Because they will crack up.
Oh, yeah, you brought show and tell. I already forgot.
We were speaking of chocolate, so I got, and I think you'll like these, Eddie, because they're chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah. PBB.
So I'm going to give one to each of you, and I'm going to have it upside down. You guys,
taste test?
On the count of three, flip it over, right? And then read what they're called. One, two, three.
He got his Mr. Beast bar, D's Nuts.
You believe
that's
that?
That's awesome.
Are you kidding me?
Candy bar is called D's Nuts.
Oh. D's Nuts. All right, we're going
to fuck Generation Z post 9/11. God damn it.
I saw those on the end cap, and I just started laughing. People in Menards are looking at me. And
oh, no. Oh, he didn't get the golden dick.
Didn't get the golden nut.
The golden shaft. Oh, share it and devour. Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, is it printed out? I don't
want. Oh, so you got to share it.
You can.
Break
you guys
it, break
can
it,
eat
break
these.
It, break it. Break it. Break this.
You guys can eat these nuts.
All right, I'm gonna try this.
Oh, that's not bad. I'm not a big milk chocolate guy, but that ain't bad. I love
you get
dark
the peanut butter paste taste in it.
A little nutty
at the end.
But the I could not believe when I saw
that. The aftertaste is peanut butter.
D's Nuts.
Oh, my. That's awesome. Yeah.
DEEZNUTZ is the name of the candy bar.
So, Mr. Beast is a great YouTuber.
He's like
the
trolling. Greatest YouTuber of all time. He broke the fucking code on YouTube.
Yeah, that is phenomenal. D's Nuts.
D's Nuts.
So what, just how the fuck did he get that approved?
Right?
Oh. Wow. Oh, it's grass-fed milk, too. He was like, let's put the nutritional value on here.
I didn't know milk ate grass.
Right? Wow. That is phenomenal.
What do you call a cow that doesn't give milk?
A goat? Oh, no, they give
lactose
milk.
Intolerant?
Utter failure?
Oh, utter failure. That's funny.
Or what was the other one?
I don't know. It's for your fucking joke. You ain't come prepared? What do you got? Utter failure or what?
Milk dud.
Milk dud.
Oh! Oh, that's a good one. Utter failure or milk dud? You probably call him an utter failure, but...
Milk dud.
Milk dud. No, that's funny.
That's good. That's really thin.
Well, like, thank you. Is this my birthday gift? Because my birthday is coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. So
what are you going to be, 17?
I gifted you D's nuts.
Oh. Well, I came out of yours, so why not? Fucking pass my hand-me-downs. I'm sorry. That was weird. But anyway, what's something that you guys just have to have on your birthday? What's like one thing? I don't care if it's like recent or it's just always been a thing, but what's that one thing you're like... Well, you took a chug of the bourbon. You're not supposed to do that. It's a sipper. You already said it, and then you were like,
"I didn't chug. I just
bullshit.
Took another taste
oh
of that."
Oh my when god! It's, all right, take a bite and then sip that.
D's nuts, some more. Some more D's nuts.
Do D's nuts with the stout. Holy fuck. Game changer.
Should have bought two of those.
Right? Yeah. I didn't know. I was just random grabbing.
Yeah. Oh, even the fucking, it soaks into the chocolate.
Yep. That's so good.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eddie's going to be drunk, but regardless. what are you guys, what's your birthday? What's your thing that you got to have? Because mine, recently, as of recent, like past couple of years, past maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 8 years. I just need a steak, and I need it cooked by our family. For some reason, it always tastes better on your home table, and like your home table. Like a steak that I cook at the house will taste really good at my house. When I come to my parents' house, that steak always tastes 10 times better. Same thing with the restaurant. You know
I'm
what I
cooking
mean?
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. And I'll be damned if I cook my goddamn dinner on my birthday. Yep. I better come in and sit here, do that thing with the napkin. You know, fluff it up and put it down and just tear into it.
Speaking of napkins, can I get right
yeah.
Do you want to go around? Do you want me?
What? Would I have to have on my birthday?
Yeah. What's that birthday thing you got to have? You done with that?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, cube steak.
Oh, mom's cube steak.
Mom's cube steak.
Yep.
When have she I fries it up?
Yes.
Yes, you have.
You have.
Okay. It must have been a while.
It's the thing when the plate comes out like 10 feet tall and then you get one piece and dad gets the rest. That's
oh,
cube steak.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
The fried. Oh, man.
It's fried cube steak. And it smells good when she pulls it out, does it, and it's on the table. It smells good the whole way through.
Right down.
Yeah. And you probably have noticed that, you know, when we have that here and we invite the family over for it or whatever, nobody gets leftovers.
Yeah.
You could have the leftovers of the potatoes and that shit, but you don't get no steak.
No, that is...
Because that stuff is even better the second day or the third day.
Yeah. Yeah, but you tear that up.
Steak is good shit.
So, yeah, that's my go-to for my birthday.
That's one thing that... Mom puts her heart and soul into that shit, and she kills it every time.
Yep.
But she'll do it for her husband anytime he asks. Like, if he's just like, yeah, I'm crazy. I guarantee you have it this fucking week because you're going to go upstairs and say something.
Well, Dad, was it Dad? Yeah, there was a meal that she was going to make for Dad. It wasn't his birthday because we took him out for his birthday, but I can't remember what it was. It was for something anyway, and that's what he requested. So I actually had it twice in a whole year. Yeah.
Wow.
Very nice.
Yeah, because you always get it for your birthday.
Fancy.
It depends how much
work mom's
trying to put in.
Got to wait another 7 months, damn it.
Yeah.
7 months in one day.
Hey, I'll be here on the 11th of November. I want some cube steak. That's been a while since I've had that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe I'll request it for my birthday.
Okay.
See, I would, but then I would do that, but I know I ain't getting full because the plate's going to be over on Roger's side every fucking time.
Yep.
And you'll be like, hey, can you pass me that piece? He'll be like, what piece? Putting it on his plate. Yeah. What one do you want? I don't. Yeah. It's just the bottom of the plate now.
Yeah. Yeah. You want this bottom piece? Okay.
Yeah.
The hell of the rest.
Yeah. Yeah. You want the you want the fucking juice?
Yeah.
And then all the crispies that kind of, those are even better.
Yeah. Oh, you dip it in the mashed potato. I'm sorry. We went too long on cube steak. Eddie, what's your birthday thing? You're making me hungry, Raj.
I always got to take the day off. My birthday's in August and,
hot birthday.
I normally start at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, cracking the first beer out on the golf course.
Yeah, always got to golf,
always got to go golfing.
Nice.
And then I love going somewhere like the Cabin or Coonan's or Mulligan's or something for lunch, playing club keno and having a few beers and then grilling later that night and end of the night with a fire or something.
Yeah.
That's normally, I love doing that combination for my birthday.
You want that
day. They all don't always happen, but that is my preferred, what I would like,
So golfing, hit the bar, hit a bonfire.
Yeah.
Bonfires are so nice to chill by.
Yeah.
And nothing better than a birthday just to be surrounded by your circle. I know.
Oh, dude, I'm so fucking excited. So for Christmas, I got a fucking bug zapper.
Oh, no, those things are the best.
I am so excited to hook that up
when you get
outside.
When you get the big boys on there
and
it fries.
And then
I swear to God, you'll be sitting by a fire, right? You'll be sitting by your bonfire outside, and you'll hear one. And there's a certain, I don't know if it's 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. If it goes for that long, it's going to get you out of your chair every fucking time because you got to go watch it.
Because you normally hear zip.
Yep.
Zip. And then you're.
You're like, you're like, hey, there's a big boy.
Yeah.
I'm only going to give you one piece of advice, and I only know this from my pops. Well, when you have a bug zapper, you have to put it above a concrete spot, okay? A tough surface, not above the grass. And there's one reason you do that is because you're going to get a pile of bugs, okay?
Yeah.
By the end of the night, when you put your bug zapper away or whatever, you pack it away or you leave it out, you just unplug it, whatever you do. You sweep all those all those bugs in a pile, they'll be gone by the morning. That's a bird's best breakfast.
Yeah.
So they're going to find it and they're going to clean it up for you. There's no maintenance to it.
Yeah. I'm putting it right outside the back door there by the grill.
Yep.
There's an outlet right there. Yep. So, yeah, that way we can
right
sit around
concrete.
The fire in the back and you have it in the over there and it hopefully draws them all over there.
Yep.
And,
yeah.
Dude, I'm so excited for my fucking bug zapper. Thank
those
you.
Those things are awesome.
Roger and Donna got it for me for Christmas.
Oh, did
I was
they?
So excited.
Yeah, that's like I said, that I was telling them, Dad, I was like, you need to put it above concrete because it's bird's favorite breakfast, man.
Fried bugs.
Yep, fried bugs. I was what do you think the second is? Like when you hear a big one and it gets you out of your chair to go look? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's like 2-3 seconds. Yeah, you hear it going and you're like, oh, I got to go see this one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, how big is that fucker?
Big moth or whatever gets in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
When they do and it goes and it gets you, jumps you right out the chair, you got to run over.
Go there and just see the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was thinking of running Edison lights through, like, to the tree and then over on the fence and then back around.
Okay.
And, because then we've been there over 2 years. I've never lit that fire pit once.
Oh, we got to have some fires over there.
That's what I mean. I think it'd be kind of nice to have it once over there. We can grill.
Yeah,
you know.
I know where you can buy some wood.
You're gonna make your son pay? You kidding me?
Dude, I have so much back there. It's when I trim that apple tree, I still have all that's been sitting for 2 years that you can just break up.
Well, you know you're low. You get everyone.
If he invites me to the fire, I'll just bring the wood.
There you go.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Well, that's the
thing. Then you're invited.
If not, he's paying like double.
Yeah, because that's the thing. He thinks he has a lot of wood, but he doesn't know it's fucking soaked. So he's going to try to get it started.
He just doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
He thinks he's got a lot of wood, but he doesn't know how to do it.
It's for the birds.
Just like the bug zapper bugs, baby.
Fried bugs. Put a little sign on it that says, fried bugs, free. All the birds will come.
The thing about it is, every time you go outside to do some yard work, light up that fire. It's going to get that love of fire coming back to you. That's what's going to...
Oh, I love it. I just never... Haven't used it yet.
Yeah, no,
because we're normally over here.
Yeah. So. And they got a banging fire pit.
Oh, yeah. They have that Northwoods fire pit.
Yeah.
A real nice one.
Yeah.
That's going to be on some cement blocks this year.
Oh, there you go.
Put a little sinking.
What's that?
What are you doing that for?
Just put some patio blocks under it. Make it look nice.
Make it look nice, yeah.
It'd be a lot easier to cut the grass. And
so you don't have to move it.
Oh, so I don't have to get off my damn zero turn.
That's the thing he always told me about the heat. Keep the fire pit where it is. Mow the lawn. Move the fire pit to the freshly cut one, and then mow that piece. So you'd have to get off just for a little fucking circle.
Right.
Well, it's not little. Your guys' fire pits, got some
nice
girth
size
to it. Yeah.
I've had the patio blocks for like 2 years now. I just haven't had the time to get out there and do it.
Lay some fucking brick, man.
I've got the sand and the stone to put under it and all that stuff. I just haven't had the time to get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Out of all the birthdays and everything we've done, and I know we've told some stories about it, but Vegas was the greatest birthday.
It was.
You know, it was your birthday, but I felt like it was mine because it was spectacular.
It was a trip for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It just happened to be my first time able to legally drink.
For the 21th.
Oh,
I tell you what. You know what we could do? Let's do a last call, a collective last call. Of the recall of Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Let's take it stem to stern.
Ding, ding, da, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Last call for alcohol.
This is the last call for alcohol this evening. drink up, and order again. This is the last call.
That time already?
It is. Oh. But here's the deal. This is going to be an extended
call. Yeah, this will be. Yeah. We're going to.
So, I'm gonna
what
start
we it. Remember. We
I'm gonna start it out. So, we had an early plane ride, and we're going stem to stern on this one, baby. So, we had an early flight. And it's early because it was early, okay?
Because like 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m. So here we are. I wake up at 3 or whatever. You know, me and Pops get showered, and Mom comes out. And Dad, I don't know where the hell he got it, but he had this like human-sized Bud Heavy cardboard bottle, okay? And I took some pictures, we you know, at the old house in the living room of me, like, drinking out of this huge fucking... But that was my birthday pictures that, you know, Don's had to post on the old book, on the old Facebook. And, you know, we got those pictures. So we head out, okay?
Old Facebook.
Yep. So we had three bags of airplane shots that you can get in. People just don't know how to drink on a plane for free, okay? But it's legal to check it. So we get in there. You pass security. Everything was fine. That's where the expense comes in, because then that's where you got to buy your mixers to put your Bacardi, your Jameson, whatever you were drinking.
Yeah.
So we all buy some pop or whatever. We get on the plane, and a gift from God happens.
Oh, yeah.
To where they're hey, guys, not a lot of people are going to Vegas at 6 o'clock in the morning. Would you want to move seats?
Yeah, there was like and seven of us on that
yeah,
plane.
We
it
all
was
went
yeah. fucking wild.
We all went yes.
Oh, so
we each got our entire row to ourselves.
Yeah. So Eddie had his entire row, and me and Dad were like, well, shit. And because I didn't really want to sit behind it. Like, I didn't want my own row, so we could all be in the same row.
Yeah.
So I sat a seat away from Dad, so we all had immaculate leg room. And so we all get that, and stewardess comes down. Hey, would you guys like anything to drink? And Raj, being Raj, goes, nope. Three cups of ice, no liquids. And she was like, okay. And he goes, well, we got a bottle of Coke. We're fine. Okay. Gives us three glasses of ice. They didn't come down with that card again. Okay, so Eddie must have not got good rest out there, so he falls asleep.
Oh yeah,
on the
dude,
plane.
I passed the fuck out. I had a shot of whiskey, and then like I don't even think I had Coke with it. I was just like yeet, and then out.
so me and Dad are just pounding these rum of Cokes with the little just cup of ice. We pour that. And we're just downing them.
Can of Coke. Can of corn.
Eventually,
can of corn, I'll
we
be
drink.
Fine.
Yeah. Can of corn, I'll be all right. So eventually we get it. We down them so much that we're out of ice. It's like, well, shit, we don't want to drink warm rum and Cokes. So Roger goes, tell you what, give me your cup. So he gets up, and I don't know what he had to do to come walking back with four glasses of ice, no liquids. He sets two on me, sets two on him. So we're double fisting these rum and Cokes. We pass over the Grand Canyon. I'm like, man, it's fucking 7 o'clock. We're going back in time because we're going to Vegas. And
gotta
I was
go
like,
back in time.
And we're traveling in, and we're just getting fucking hammered. Anyway, we get off in an airport that has a casino, and someone else take over.
There's quite a pause after that. We get off in an airport.
Yep. And it has a casino.
All
in
those
it.
Slot machines all over in Vegas. You know they're
yeah.
all over
yeah,
the
Yeah, that was so cool. I was like, fuck, I can gamble before I get to gamble.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah. So we did some of that. Someone else take over, man. This trip is just amazing.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay. So,
oh, yeah, there we
play
go.
Play a few
Sorry.
Slots, then we get to the hotel, get a couple beers, start walking down the street. These girls come up and say, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey. You can't have glass out on the street. You got to pour it in a cup because what did they, what?
Last
like
night
a,
we just got fined.
Yeah, they got fined. I can't remember how much it was.
It's like $50 or something.
Yeah,
it was, yeah.
$50 or $100
like,
per
oh,
container
shit.
If you have glass out there.
So we just we fucking just, chug,
yeah,
chug, down.
Chug it, yep. Duck into a casino, get a drink in a plastic glass.
Yep.
Keep walking around and people are like, you know, it's like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the morning. You guys are drinking? It's like, it's noon where we came from.
Yeah. 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 Can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
Yep.
That's right. And yeah, we're taking pictures and videos. And I remember our Uber driver from the our Uber driver that Eddie luckily downloaded on his phone.
Right.
We were getting all the coupons. Like,
it
like,
wasn't bad. It was like
rent.
$7 here and there. Like, it wasn't bad at all.
Right. Yeah. And he
it was like
a
normal taxi.
Yeah. But you were getting like all these coupons because it was like first time, blah,
oh,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah.
He was an Uber.
Yeah.
So we did that, and our Uber driver that picked us up from the airport to take us to the link where we stayed was awesome. Yeah. And yeah. he was telling us about how Caesar's Palace took over.
Explaining all the stories and all. He was like history on the way in. It was fucking
it
awesome.
It was really cool. Like, it wasn't like, oh, man, just hurry it up. It was like, no, like, I kind of don't want to get out of the car right now.
Get a little tour.
Home. Yeah. And we saw the cops when we had
our beer. Yeah. Yeah. So we see these cops as we're heading over, and they weren't too far away from the link, and we got in, we checked in pretty quick, got up there, put our stuff back, and we were like, all right, let's head on down. And this was after
we still had a few hours before my brother
before Derek got there. Yeah. And he's like, oh, I grabbed a limo, you know, it was only like $50 or whatever. I was like, did your limo driver tell you history of the town? He's like, no, but there was liquor in there. It's like, I guess. But anyway, so this is after we dumped the glass and we got plastic cups and we're walking around. And the cops were still there. They were talking to somebody beforehand, but now they were just hanging out, you know. And so Spencer comes up and he's like, it's my birthday! And they're like, oh, shit, happy 21st, man. That's awesome. Coming to Vegas. He's like, let me show you my ID. And he pulls it out.
Yeah. Had to
like,
prove it.
Yep. They're like, all right, right. And he's like, can I get a picture with you guys? And they're like, yeah, man, whatever. Like, that's fine. So you got
they
fucking
smiled. They put their hands behind me.
Oh, yeah. It was, instead of you putting your hands behind your back.
They did.
The better outcome.
Yeah. So they we got pictures with them, and then we're walking through.
We sent it to Ma because we were like, uh-oh.
Yep.
We've been here an hour.
Yep, been here an hour, and Spencer's already with the cops. But yeah, we're walking back down. We head back toward the hotel, and next to the hotel was this alley that had a bunch of food and bars and everything, and at the end of it was this huge Ferris wheel. And
it was like an off-the-strip strip.
Yeah, but there was an Irish bar down there.
The Tilted Kilt.
Yeah. There you go.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. And I walked in. I was like, oh, shit, they have two-hearted. I was like, I'd have a two-hearted. And he's like, $14. And I went, well, this is the first and the last of that.
Yep.
So we drank that there and then started walking around. And Raj is like, oh, shit, let's go into the CVS here. And we go into the CVS and we got tall boys for $3. And then we're like, perfect. So keep walking down the strip, seeing the sights, all this. We finished our beers and we look up. And there's a Walgreens. Oh, hey, got to re-up. Go in, $3 for a beer. And that's... Man, the entire weekend. And it was perfect.
Every Walgreens was 16 ounces away.
Yep.
Yeah, really.
So every beer for all of us, including when Derek got there, was $12. $12, and we all had two beers.
Yeah, it was perfect.
Yeah, so it was excellent.
So if you go to Vegas, go to the CVS's or the Walgreens and get your tall boys.
Yep, exactly.
They're
tall
perfectly
boy,
a beer away.
Yeah, every tall boy, and another one.
And they know it anyway because they have them right by the checkout counters. You don't even have to go to the coolers.
Yep.
They got coolers right there with all the beer.
Yep.
They know.
They do know.
Oh, yeah, they know.
Yep, they're like, yeah, we're perfectly placed. And they probably raking a lot of fucking money.
Now, here's my problem. All the days kind of bleed together. So after that occurrence, I forget what day happened.
I have a funny one before Derek got there, but I remember we were walking into all these, you know, casinos, bars, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this was like maybe 4 hours before he got there. And Eddie's tracking all these steps on his watch. And he looked down and he goes, holy fuck, I have not moved this much in a very long time. We were at like 18,000 steps already. And it was like noon.
Yeah.
And I think by the end of that day, we reached over 30,000 steps.
Oh, yeah. It was roughly 30,000 to 35,000 steps per day.
Yep.
It was crazy.
And
we were sweating the beers out as fast as we were drinking them.
There was that indoor-outdoor casino. I think, was that Caesar's Palace when you're walking indoors and it was like the clouds?
With all the Greek gods. Yeah. They had that show where like fires blowing and stuff and all the little shops in the middle. And that was super cool.
Yeah, that one was crazy. And you like walk. Yeah. And then we walked through like fucking Paris. We walked through France. Like, they have all these different
Golden Gate Bridge was there.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Margaritaville.
Oh, yeah. We went didn't we go there for breakfast?
No,
that
was lunch because we had the fucking nachos.
The nacho tower.
Yeah.
Yep. That was that's one of my favorite pictures of me and Pops. We were sitting there, and you took a picture of us in Margaritaville. And I got on that fake boat, and I was fishing with that guy. And I grabbed the pole out of his hands, and we were fishing. You got that picture of me?
Yeah.
There's just Vegas was so much fun, man.
So much fun.
So Derek gets there.
Yeah.
And we go back. We track back to the hotel room. And he comes down. And he's already got a drink in his hand. And he goes, well, glad I could finally meet up with you guys. And we're like, well, how long you been here? He goes, man, like 10 minutes, but I'm two drinks in. Where are we headed? So we started walking. And I swear, I think that first night we ended up staying up till like 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh yeah. Because we, where the fuck did we go? We walked around. We went to, yeah, we got back into the casino. And you... I don't know if you went to Ben, maybe, or you. I don't know, but Spencer and I, like, split off, and we were walking around. We were playing slots. We were playing some craps and shit. And
I met up with you when that one waitress was like, free shots, because of my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Continue. And then we found Derek, and he was playing some weird poker game. Was that what it was?
Yeah,
Flush?
It was Flush. He was playing Flush.
And he's like, yeah, sit down and play. I was like, all right. He's like, it's a $15 buy-in. I was like, okay. So I did that. And then she lays some cards down and then takes my money and my cards. And I was like, no, I wanted to play. And she's like, yeah, you have to pay $15 to see if you get the chance to even play. And I was like, well, fuck this game. And Derek's like, no, it's great. It's great. You just do it again. And I was like, okay. So I put another $15 down. And then that time I apparently was privileged enough to play. And then she lays more cards down. And then takes my money and my cards. And I was like, yeah, nah, man. I was like, this is worse than blackjack. Like, I can lose pretty fast at blackjack. This is awful. And he's like,
you didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah. You know, he's like, no, I love this. I'll be here for hours. I was
he was.
Jesus.
He was.
Yeah. So then I fucked off. I went to the craps table and stuff and did all right there. And then I think I met up with you.
Yeah. I
and then,
wonder.
Oh, was that the night? Because then I was, where my license? Or was that a
no,
night?
No, that was the second
that
night.
That was the second. Okay.
But the first night. I'm sitting on a slot, and I just have Eddie come up, yeah, motherfucker, it's your birthday. And some random waitress was walking by and just stopped cold in their tracks and turned to us and went, birthday? And Eddie goes, yeah, it's his motherfucking 21st. We're sloshed.
Oh, yeah.
We're sloshed, but the oxygen is pumping in, so we're just hype.
Yeah.
It's like 2, 3, 4 in the morning. And she was like, okay, any shot you guys want, I'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Well, we're like, in Vegas.
Yeah.
Johnny Vegas.
So she runs off. She's all excited. Me and Eddie are sitting here, and he goes, all you
weren't
have to do
the,
is act like
weren't
you're playing.
Were we at the Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were playing Game of Thrones slot. Massive fucking the wall and the White Walkers and everything.
So
it was real cool.
She comes back with 2 free beers and a shot, and Eddie's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. And you had told us this on the way out there. He's like, when you see a waitress, you just act like you're playing a slot or throw a buck in. You get a free beer every time.
Yeah.
So the casino was our favorite spot to hang out. But we did those shots. Oh, and man, it just went off the rails from there. We were touring casinos. I didn't even care to play a lot. You know, I just were touring casinos and
just
having
people
a blast.
Watching the fucking wild ass people.
Oh, the roulette tables go so hard.
It was, there
There's
was a
crowds
lot.
Around those and you hear screams all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then you hear like that loud fuck.
Yeah,
you know, it's
that
like,
was me.
That guy lost all of his money.
Well, the back of the link had a bunch of pool tables and stuff, and then I think they were playing beer pong, but there was like a long ass list or whatever, and we were already like 17 sheets to the wind. So
because me and Eddie were about to take some fucking names in beer pong.
We're like, oh, it's like a 30-minute wait. Man.
How did you guys do out there in beer pong?
We'll get there, bitch.
Yeah.
We'll fucking
when we
get
played
there.
You
that was
and
the
Derek.
Last. That was the last night. All right, we'll get there.
So
next day.
Yeah, next day.
Roll over, and Spencer's perfectly an arm lengths away from the mini fridge, which we had stocked with beer.
By the way, fucking hell yeah to the link. Beautiful casino, beautiful hotel. We had a gorgeous room.
It wasn't bad. What did we pay? We paid like $300 for the flight in the room or something crazy.
Yeah, we got a good deal.
Yeah, it was
we
wild.
Got a great deal. And this was a beautiful. It used to be. Did it used to be Circus Circus or was Circus Circus near?
No, Circus Circus
at the end.
Way at the end.
So this was perfectly in the center.
Yeah
dead
right,
center.
Right in the center.
But
of the
link
strip.
Used to be something else.
Yes, Imperial Palace.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
when I first started going out there, it was Imperial Palace.
So we were chilling there, and the fucking mini fridge is perfect height to the bed to where you could roll over and open it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I took the bed next to there because I'm like, fucking beer. So anyway, we wake up. Eddie, go ahead.
I don't.
You were just telling it.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I was gonna stop and let you go. No. So I, yeah, we woke up and I was like, "Beer me, Blazer." He rolls over, he grabs one, he chucks it at me. We start drinking. Take my beer into the shower because you got to have a shower.
Oh,
beer
shower
when you're
beers
on vacation.
Of Vegas. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
And, I shotgunned two while he was in the shower and then started yeah. drinking my third.
Yeah, so we had our shower beers. We get ready. We head on over to Derek and Roger's room. And
they were drinking already.
But this was this the day, the second day, when Notre Dame caught fire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so they were watching. Notre they Dame, had the news yeah. on. And Notre Dame was fucking on fire. And we're yeah. like, holy shit.
While we're drinking beer.
Well, that's what I mean. I was like, fuck, I need a drink after this. I got
So we started steering yeah. their beers, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we, because we started walking, we're like,
well, and Derek out of nowhere was like, oh, fuck, I got a conference call in 30 minutes, sets down his beer and goes down to the lodge.
Yeah.
Where
well,
he goes,
that's right.
He goes, give me 30 minutes, you come down, grab yourself some breakfast, and I'll meet you there. And we're like, what the fuck? What?
Where do we go? Because I thought we went to that Fat Burger place. And that was like the first meal of the day, but Derek was there at that time.
Yeah, so we must have continued to watch the fire in the room, and then
I think that's what it was. Yeah, because then we walked down like a block or two, and
but we thought it was a hell of a lot closer.
Yeah,
the first night.
Yeah, it's right next door. Yeah.
Fuck, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, it was about a half mile.
Yeah, no shit. We're like, yeah. Where the fuck? I was right yeah. next door.
But then it was huge. Oh,
it was next door to something.
Well, because that night, it was the night before, or maybe it was that night. You got that giant margarita.
Yes.
That huge, like, to the floor.
Yeah. Where I was double-fisting fat cigars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then we took the picture, and it said Fat Burger beforehand. Oh, and yeah. I was like, fuck, yeah. we got to try that yeah. place. So
oh,
then,
it was
yeah,
good.
The next day we went down and we had it, and holy shit, that was amazing. Yep. That was so good.
And by the way, April in Vegas
is perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
It's not blazing yep. hot.
Perfect
it was
weather.
Awesome. I did wear pants the first day. I had to switch to shorts because the breeze was just too nice. You got to keep yeah. the balls breezy in Vegas. So we had Fat Burger. Get up after that, and it's party time.
We kept, yeah, yeah. We kept drinking. We're walking around. We went up on the sky thingy
mm-hmm.
that crossed, yep. and there was the Twin Peaks restaurant, I remember, and I was like, yep. what the fuck is that? And Roger's like, a better Hooters. And like, I was like, well, shit, why didn't we go there for lunch?
Right.
I was like, I want dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Because we were thinking about going to show, but it's
yeah,
expensive.
It was expensive. There was a few shows that we looked at, and we were like, ooh, but then
maybe.
We saw the tickets. Because
I wanted
like,
to see,
well,
in our hotel,
can go.
in our hotel, it was Matt the magician from America's Got Talent.
Oh,
Matt.
I
can't think of
about.
His last name, but he was a resident there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, that'd be so cool to see him. But even his were like $150, something yep. crazy. I was like, fuck.
Well, they got
to
pay him. I mean,
no, I know. I know. You're yeah. We went by Gordon Ramsay's restaurant.
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen.
The Hell's Kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have been cool. Yeah, Nick, you know Nick mm-hmm. from D&D. Yeah,
yeah.
Him and his family went there. He said it was only $500.
Yep.
And they had like 12 people.
Well, Derek and Bailey went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they flew out for his 21st. It was just him and her, and they
oh,
they
shit.
Had,
well, then, yeah, that's expensive. You bring a team of people, and it's still the same price as if it's two people.
Well, he had to try it, and he said that's the best meal he's ever had.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, was Gordon there? And he's like, no.
yeah.
But, yeah, that was cool. The second day is a lot to unpack.
Treasure Island. We went through Treasure
yep.
Island, and they had the girls, and they were doing a show, and the mermaids and shit, and... where the fuck else we walked through?
Well, the second day is huge.
I vaguely remember a skeletal motorcycle thing, almost looked like Ghost Rider.
Oh,
shit
that was
at some
that
point.
Was in a casino. Yeah,
yeah.
It, and that's
oh,
where
and
the Iron Man thing.
Yeah, the Iron Man and yeah. the I think that was the same day, but they had a Marvel Cinematic fucking museum,
yeah.
interactive museum thing with like clay.
I thought the Ghost Rider was the building right before it.
Maybe.
Right
yeah.
next to the
Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah. Yeah, because we had that, yeah. and then I'm blanking out again. Everything's bleeding together.
Well, yeah, but so that brought us to noon. And Dad and Derek said, wait a minute. The Bird Bar's got happy hour in an hour. It starts at 1.
Well, that was the last day.
No, I thought that
wasn't
was the,
it?
I thought that was the second day, wasn't it? Oh,
or was,
maybe it was the last day.
I don't know.
No, that was
that's
the second
I don't
day.
Remember.
That was the second day. The
yeah.
second day.
We don't remember the order, but we remember
yeah.
the event.
Okay,
so anyway, just continue.
Yeah, I remember
the Flamingo Bar.
Yeah, the Flamingo Bar, the Bird
yeah.
Bar.
Yeah.
Bird so bar. We get over there. in the bar. Raj, you can handle this one because I was fucking gone by the time it was noon and I was fucking gone. So just I was physically there, but mentally I was fucking trashed.
Oh yeah,
where you at?
Well, they're 50-cent beers, 50-cent drafts, and they had some beer pong tables. So we, my brother and I, challenged these youngsters to some beer pong.
How many beers did we get?
Well, by the end of the by the time we were done, we went through 180 beers between the four of us.
180 fucking beers. We had on
it was
table.
Something like four tables full of the beer.
Oh yeah,
because I remember that German couple walks over and they're like, "Are these all your beers?" And Derek's like, "Yeah." And they're like, "May they have some?" And he's like, "No, they're at the bar. They're like, go get them."
Fucking 50 cents, goddamn.
Yeah, because we were playing old school beer pong where you
full
fill
cup.
Yeah, you fill
and kick these youngsters' asses big time. Yeah, they didn't know what the hell hit them. But, I went through a shit ton of beer, had a whole audience. I mean, they were like,
people were like, yeah.
They were like seven or eight people deep in a bit, in semicircles on both sides of the table watching, cheering and laughing and having a good time.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Us two were just getting our fucking asses reamed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were.
And we were being vulgar, like every time he made one, it's like, I'll fucking kill you. And then we'd have to chug a beer. And they were laughing, and by the time, I mean, when you're chugging beers and getting your fucking ass kicked, I'm telling you what, it just ain't fun. we were chugging these beers, and then we had to take a break, but I'm sitting here after like three full, it's like you're just shotgunning beer after beer. They couldn't miss, both of them. So it's like, it's not, I got fucked this time, Eddie got fucked the next time. No, every time that you guys threw, me and Eddie had to chug a full fucking beer.
Yeah.
So we're trying to throw it, and we'd miss the table, and we're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
So by the time they're just like, hey, my beer's getting warm, it's like, then chug it, dog. I don't give a fuck. Give us a
We had to start drinking beers off the other table because you guys couldn't fucking hit a cup.
God, we couldn't hit water if we were standing on a damn boat at the time.
Right?
So anyway, we took a break and went outside, and Eddie Chatterbox.
I made a new friend.
Met one of the fucking coolest dudes. Talk about him for a
minute. Cam from Alberta.
Yeah, Alberta, Canada.
I still have his phone number.
Yeah.
Cam from Alberta. He was this really cool Canadian, and he's talking about camping and fishing and hunting and shit, and I was like, fuck, you got to meet my brother-in-law. He loves camping and fishing and shit. And so you came over, and I was like, this is Cam. Yeah. And he's like, hi. And he's like, he's from Alberta. And you're like, oh, he's Canadian. How you doing, eh?
He
thought it was fun. But, we talked about it for a while, bars and breweries and shit.
Yeah, and we started talking like everyone, if he thought it was funny. He goes, let me buy you a drink. And I was like, wait a minute. What have you been doing here? And he goes, oh, fuck, I've been watching you guys play beer pong.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was we're good on it.
Yeah, I was like, I got fucking a shit ton, 10 beers in there waiting for me to get my ass kicked again. So we're playing beer pong, and Eddie said, fuck, I got to piss. Wait, hold on, guys.
So I go to pee, and it was the bathrooms were right next to the Donnie and Marie Theater.
My girlfriend.
Spencer's girlfriend.
Yeah. Marie Osmond, baby.
Yeah.
Pictures of her all over town. He kept saying, there's your girlfriend.
Yep. Email, basement, bars, beers, and babble, Donnie. And not Donnie, Marie.
That's a Freudian slip right there.
Yeah, no shit. Email us, Marie.
Info at 989.network.
Yeah, yep. You know what? Continue, Eddie.
So I go to the bathroom, and I come back out. I think I told this story before, but I fucking love it. So I come back out of the bathroom, and I see this guy sitting at a slot machine on the phone. He's got a hoodie on and everything, and he's kind of swaying back and forth talking on the phone. And when he turns, I look, and I was like, holy fuck, I think that's Piff the Magic Dragon. And I was like, Piff the Magic Dragon. And if you've never seen Piff the Magic Dragon and Mr. Piffles, you need to look him up. He's an amazing magician, comedian.
Yep.
British guy, funny as fuck, the driest
perfect
humor.
Perfect rhythm.
Rhythm. Oh, yeah. Super witty. And so I hung back for a little bit, and I'm waiting for him to finish his call. And I knew I had to get back to the beer pong, and he was still on the phone. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to bother him. So I started to kind of creep towards him, and as he's spinning in his seat, he caught my eye. And he turns and he looks, and I was just like, hey, man, I fucking love you. I don't want to bother you. I just wanted to tell you how much you're awesome. And he was like, oh, yeah, cool. And fucking the air fist bumps and everything. He's like, I'm sorry, whatever, but thanks. And I was like, yeah. So then I go back to the beer pong table, and they're like, holy fuck, that took you long enough. You fucking fall in. You beer. I was like, no, bitch. I just met Piff the Magic Dragon.
And he's sloshed.
All of them were like, what? And I was like, never mind.
It's like Gene Wilder and Wonka. You don't know if he's telling the truth or a lie, but we were just like, well, fucking ain't right. But it made sense.
Yep.
Because he just won, so it was like, yeah, he would have had his residency.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's just cool as fuck, man.
He it's so cool.
Yep. And I love that he's in a hoodie and everything like that. He probably never takes the hood off, man. He's always in that dragon costume.
But he wasn't. He was just in a black hoodie and jeans.
Right.
That's why it was weird.
Yeah. But you know him by the face.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was the highlight, because then it was just all downhill as we continued to get skunked at fucking beer pong. Was that Giordano's after that?
Well, no, that was, you didn't have, well, yeah.
I think it was I think later
so.
On
we drank all the beers night. And we were like, oh, we're so fucking hungry.
Because after Giordano's and I threw up in a toilet, you threw up in a toilet.
I threw up in a toilet.
Yeah.
No, he almost threw up in the trash can.
Yeah, I threw up in a trash can, and Eddie's like, hey, we got to go, and that's when the cops came, and he's like, I was like, no, fuck you, I got to finish throwing up, and he's like, no, and lifts my, like, fucking Kobe Bryant palms my head, pulls it up, and he's like, we got to go, and I'm looking at cops with fucking puke rolling down my face, and I go,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got to go, wipe it off, we head out, I feel phenomenal. So then we go to New York. And
that had to be a different day.
No, what's above New York, New York?
The roller coaster.
Coyote Ugly. Yep.
Oh, Coyote Ugly. Oh, yeah. Hmm.
So we get there, and I think you guys have heard the story, but getting in.
Oh, that was the same night. Yep, okay, okay. Yep.
So we go to Coyote Ugly after we eat.
Yeah, because Fremont was the next. Holy fuck, that was a long-ass day.
We did.
Jesus.
We did so much. No, Fremont was the last day, I think.
Up at 6 in the morning until 6 the next morning.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Really.
Yeah, I think we averaged about 9 hours of sleep that whole trip.
We were fueled on beer and a prayer.
Yeah. And a lot of fucking oxygen.
Yeah. Right.
But you've heard the story about, you know, Coyote Ugly and get in. Raj goes, oh, is his 21st birthday? And the bunch is like 21 push-ups. I'm like, fucking pumped him out like a champ. When I'm pumping him out, the security guard looks at all you guys and is just like, damn.
You're right.
He deserves to go in there, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was just do.
Like, I can't get to whoa.
Yeah. I was pumping him out and, you know, got up and when I left for the bathroom, he made me do it again. But that was a wild experience. I had a shot poured above me about 12 feet above me all the way down to my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like a toilet when a dude's pissing. You know, it's like the splashback was crazy.
All right.
Okay.
Analogies, you know. So anyway, we get done with that. We go out of there, and then we go down to a bar, and it tried karaoke. And
yeah, they were ending right as we got there. I was pissed. But then I got to play giant-ass Pac-Man. That was cool.
Giant Pac-Man.
There was this massive Pac-Man machine. It was so cool.
Eddie stole Reese's Pieces at one point. Didn't mean to, but did it.
Well, whenever we went on the roller coaster, that was that day.
Oh. Because you were like, oh, fuck Reese's Pieces. That was the last day because I felt like I almost shit my pants, and I probably did a little bit.
Yeah.
But that night's ends, and that was the night that me and Eddie decided to go on that random strip and get some pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So we brought it back to the hotel room. So we wake up the next morning, and Raj, what do we do?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. It all blends together. I remember what we did, but I don't remember the sequence it happened.
Well, do you guys remember trying to go to a Denny's, and they were closed, and we were all pissed about
that's
it?
That's right. Yeah.
Are not closed, but they had such a long wait.
It was like 7,000 people in line.
Yep.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, the escalator. I really don't. The escalator was backed up at the Denny's.
Really?
Because the Denny's was on the second floor, and they had an escalator going up, and we go to the escalator, and we stop.
To God,
and we're like,
what
the fuck?
I don't remember this at all.
Yeah.
And we look up the escalator.
Until he mentioned it, but yeah.
But the people were coming down the escalator, like at a full stop, and we just turned around and go, aw, Denny sounded so good. But then we found the McDonald's, so we just had a few breakfast burritos and carried on. God, this is hard to remember myself.
I know, right? Jeez. Because then I remember, because then there was Fremont, but I don't remember when that happened.
That was the last day. So I'm getting to that.
Okay.
So after Denny's, we go to New York back there. And
is that roller coaster?
We do the roller coaster.
Oh, okay. Where they put me on the fucking loop-de-loop and they superimpose me.
Yeah. So before we go there, we go to the Reese's store.
Oh, the Hershey's. Yeah, we went to the Hershey's. Yeah, we're walking around. Yeah. And I pocketed some Reese's and I was like, oh, I'll pay for them when I get up there. And then I get distracted. and forgot to pay for the Reese's.
Yeah, because you stood in that mirror that made you look all funny, and we took a picture. And then we left, because it was, what was that, As Seen on TV Store?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you stood in front of the mirror, and you had, like, really short legs and a long torso. So we took that picture, and then we just left, and it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I owe them $5.
Yeah, next time. I'm sure they're missing it.
Yep.
So we stand in line for the roller coaster. We finally get on the roller coaster, and it says, what was that sign on your cart that you, because I sat next to Dad in the cart in front of you, and then you were in the front of that cart that said,
it was like please keep hands and arms or whatever.
Yeah, but you can't be this tall or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you can't be that tall because there's shorter portions where you're going to hit some. Oh, yeah. Wow. Such a baby Spence. That's great.
We'll put that on the website.
Yeah, you'll have to send me the photos, right?
Me in the Hershey store. But, yeah, so it can't be so-and-so, and you go, well, it's a great day to die. I'm drinking beer. You know?
Yeah, because when I go on a roller coaster, I like to put my hands up and everything, and that was not the time. But I did anyway because I forgot. You know, sometimes you forget. Well, it happened to me. And we're going around, and I see this beam coming, and I was like, whoa. I put my hands down, and that shit was only like 6 inches above my head.
Jesus.
Like, if you're 6 foot like three or four or whatever, you're going to get smoked.
Don't go on that roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of a sign that you have to be this tall, it's like you have to be this short to ride this ride.
Yeah.
It's all backwards there. But we get done with that, and then we're like Fremont. We have to do Fremont.
Yeah. So we Ubered. Yep. Got the Uber over to the Fremont.
Uber over to the Fremont.
Yeah.
What was that? I think that was like tops $11 out there.
Yeah, really. It was super cheap, not bad.
We crammed into a SUV. We're fine.
Was that or was that when we all got in the little car and I was in the front and I was still like...
Oh, it could have been. Yeah. I don't fucking...
Because didn't it start to rain at one point?
Yeah, but we were under Fremont. We were under the
No. I went like when they went to pick us up and we had to like run out like from the thing. And yeah. And
holding my cigar?
So,
She's holding my beer.
Yeah,
I had a girl.
Go out to Fremont, and then there were some lovely ladies of the night, and Spencer took some pictures.
God,
and
I fucking looked good back in the day. God damn, I look good.
Yeah, you're still thin.
Yeah, well, I want to get there because I look damn good. Jesus, I was stunting in Vegas.
Stunting. Yeah. Walking around and grab some beers.
That's when I learned how to play
Thunderstruck. Yeah, because this live band was playing, and we were holding two tall boys, and we're walking through, and the Predator. Yeah, the punk Predator. And the
I have that Beatles picture, too.
Yeah, Yeah, because the sign next to the store, we went in this really cool store, memorabilia shit, and there was a symbol signed by all the Beatles.
Yep.
And it was like, no photographs. And so Spencer's like, will you take a picture of me? And I was like, all right. So he stood there smiling, and I just went, huh, and like put the camera up real quick, took the picture, put the camera back down.
It's the most gorgeous picture.
And it fucking caught it. Like, I didn't even look at it, and it was literally a split second, and it caught it perfectly.
Yeah, it was a beautiful picture. Yeah, it's my background at work.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
It's awesome.
So, yeah, Fremont. So we're playing Thunderstruck and, you know, and chugging our beers, and we killed both our tall boys were like, fuck, we're out of beer. We had to go get more beer. And so we keep walking around. We go to the Detroit, the D. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, the D, yeah.
The D, yeah. Yeah, because I remember playing craps in there.
The fake potholes in the carpet for Michigan, yeah. Yeah. I think that's great.
Oh, yeah. That was a cool place, walking around, playing some craps. And then I lost everybody. And, like, I don't know where the fuck y'all went. I remember walking out, and I was at a balcony at some point. Nice.
I was at Margaritaville.
Yeah. I walked out at and I'm on a balcony and I'm watching these people zip line and shit and having a good time, and I was like, well, I don't know where the fuck everybody is. Hopefully I find them later. I don't know. You know, I might end up dead in a ditch or something. I don't know what's gonna happen, but yeah, started wandering around, and then I found you or Raj.
It was me and Derek probably.
Yeah. Yeah. And then everybody's like, well, what do you want to do now? And I'm looking at stuff, and I was like, oh, holy fuck, there's a Don't Tell Mamas here, like a block away.
But it was off of Fremont, which is dangerous, dangerous area.
Apparently.
More than a block. I think it was like three blocks into the hood of Fremont.
Yeah.
Scary shit, man.
But we get into that bar, and it's beautiful. It's real nice on the inside. And
like a jazz bar.
Yeah, yeah. There's only two of them in the world. One in New York that I had been to in 2012, and then this one. And I was like, oh, I love the one in New York. It was amazing. Because you have New York, you have Broadway, and like all the people, you know, are servers half the time, or they're workers and everything. So we had all this talent in there playing. So I was like, this is going to be amazing. So we walk in, there's like three people. And I was like, well, it's still going to be fun. You know, they had the guy playing piano. You'd go up and give him $1, $5 or whatever, and he'd play a song, and you could sing to it. So I got to sing my Somebody to Love Queen. And
which dropped Derek's jaw to the floor. He couldn't, he'd never heard you sing. He didn't know you could.
Oh,
he
yeah.
heard that, and it was just, yeah, his jaw was on the floor like, holy fuck, he's got a voice.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was fun.
I
was
remember
a lot
talking
of fun.
To some people at the bar, and they even turned around and go, who the fuck is that? And I go, that is my brother.
Yeah.
And I got the, yeah, I kind of rode that high for a little bit because they were like, you know him? I'm like, fuck yeah, here's a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was real cool. Did that. I think I did Piano Man.
Yep.
And then I think we fucked off and went back yep, around. Back but it was still Fremont. Cool. I was like, I've been in both Don't Tell Mamas.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. That is yeah. really good. I didn't know that. I didn't know yeah. that you've been to the one in New York. That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. Aubrey sang an amazing rendition of At Last.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was real cool.
I there was one thing I wanted to tell. So that was basically our Vegas trip. I mean, we just had a blast. I remember having breakfast on the last night before we flew out, and we were all shaken.
Yeah.
Eating dinner.
Withdrawals.
Yeah, beer withdrawals. We had so much beer that we were like, oh, shit, we're all about to die, basically. Yeah, so the most amount of time.
That's then, every day now.
4 days.
Then Derek had you sign the ping pong balls he stole yeah. from the bird bar.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
For yep. the beer pong to display in his bar.
Yep. And he's like, hey, do you have a picture or whatever? He's like, send it to me. And I was like, okay, and I sent it. And he's like, send it to me. I was like, I did, and I showed him. And he's like, that's not my phone number. And I go, what do you mean that's not your phone number? He's like, I've been texting you all week. I thought you were just being a dick, not responding. He's like, that's not my fucking phone number. I was like, I literally said to you last night, like, why are you not talking to me? I'm going to stab you with a rusty shiv. And he's like, I don't know who the fuck you've been texting, but it's not me. Still laughing so hard. Yeah. Then I got his right phone number and sent him the shit. But I was like, that's amazing. So now, once in a while at night, I'll just text him and be like, I'm going to stab you with a rusty shiv.
Yeah. it was funny. The one time I really sat down to gamble was in the airport. You guys remember this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right before we left.
I threw in a 10 or a 20 or something on the slot, and I'm getting down, and it was down to my last pull. And I hit all three numbers, and it goes up to the wheels. I love the wheel ones, you know.
The bonus
so it
spins.
Goes up, and it was like a real wheel. It wasn't like one of the screen
it was
ones.
It was a real physical. Yeah. yeah.
So it
Practical,
gets down,
yeah.
and I swear to God, I was a spike away from hitting a grand.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I was a spike away from hitting a grand. I still walked out $40 up. I think I
yeah.
won, like, you know, I think I won like 60 or it, yeah, it was like 60, and I threw in a 20, so it was like, you know, walking up $40 up.
Yeah.
But I was that close to hitting a grand right before I got on plane. But
that would have been fantastic.
The one thing that I loved playing is me and Eddie, in Vegas, they do those stripper cards. Men that go click, click, and they hand you a card. Yep. And they hand you a card. So me and Eddie start collecting them. And it's got like the name of the stripper and a picture and all their phone numbers and everything like that. So Eddie's like, here's a fun thing. Take everyone you can, okay, while I play this game. We stood in a circle right in front of the water fountains. The Bellagio.
Yeah.
That was a really cool sight to see. And he goes, everybody take as many stripper cards as you can, and as much as you can match up to your girl's name, you win. So, of course, Eddie won by millions because you know how many strippers' names are named Tiffany? I didn't win shit.
Yeah.
I don't think I had a single one that was Robynn, you know?
Right.
But, Donna was a big one, yeah. But Tiffany, yeah, you wiped the floors with that one.
Yeah, sorry. Too bad you weren't dating a candy or a cinnamon.
Yeah. But we didn't go to any strippers.
No, we didn't. Nope. We kept it clean.
I mean, the last strip club I went to was a paraplegic strip club.
Oh, yeah?
Place is crawling with pussy.
Wow. Yeah? What the fuck was the name of the place? Atta Girl?
Like, yeah,
ADA. The American Disability Association.
Atta Girl.
ADA?
Atta Girl.
American Disability Association. Oh, no way.
Oh,
I'm gonna write
God.
That one down. That's fucking awesome.
Oh, I think that
place was crawling with pussies.
Yeah, we're not going to get any better than that. Thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. Holy fuck, that was phenomenal.
Fun last call, man.
That was.
Hey, that was like reliving the moment.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, we're going to get off the mics and look at some pictures.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, we'll throw some of them up on the website and check us out. BBBBabble.com, the 989.network, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, all those phenomenal places. As Ernest Hemingway said, always do sober what you said you'd do drunk.
Cheers.
Hold up.
Do you love terrible B-movies? Fans of wrestling and Power Rangers? Step into Amityville Studios and join Rick and Eric for some side-splitting laughter and great banter on Wider Range of Conversations. Find it where all podcasts can be found. Wider Range of Conversations with Rick and Eric.
Did you enjoy this episode? Then check out more at 99.network, Mid-Michigan's premier podcast network.